Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1363. Thinking about you in your bed, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, I answer your questions right here every Friday. You can send your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Thank you so much in advance for taking the time and for trusting me with your questions. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, "Confidence on the outside begins by living with integrity on the inside." Brian Tracy. And with that, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Thinking About You in Your Bed, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. The pursuit of health and hotness is a funny thing. Those seeking the physique of their dreams understandably spend a lot of time, energy, and money on the things that will most obviously affect their results. They'll join gyms, hire trainers, buy supplements, and work with nutritionists. They'll look to make big, strong choices on the path to taking control of their fitness. And believe me, I'm all for that. I love me some big, strong choices. While these are positive action steps, humans are not always great about executing the day-to-day little things that really add up. Any Mark Fisher fitness ninja knows that recovery is a big part of the process. When we're prioritizing getting better over getting tired, we know it's important to make sure we're doing our best to maximize our training by giving our body what it needs to respond to the inherently stressful stimulus of getting the F after it. While there may not be anything sexy about drinking sufficient water, doing your soft tissue work, or eating plenty of greens, they're non-negotiables if we really want to achieve peak levels of health and hotness. In our experience, one of the most commonly dropped balls is, unfortunately, the very cornerstone of all recovery: sleep. Most of our society has grown accustomed to functioning in a state of chronic sleep deprivation, particularly my beloved fellow New Yorkers. New York City is not only the town that doesn't sleep, but it's a town of folks who work their butts off every waking second. So I don't blame anyone for staying up past their bedtime for some badly needed downtime watching mind-numbing TV. Believe me, I totally get it. But if we want to be our best selves, that ain't gonna cut it. Sufficient quality sleep is profoundly important for the many hormonal processes involved in getting hot, whether it be getting leaner or adding muscle. Some research has even seen associations between inadequate sleep and obesity. This is to say nothing of the cognitive ramifications of running on fumes. Ever make horrible decisions while bleary-eyed tired? I'll bet you have. So in the interest of helping you get your sleep on point, allow me to make some recommendations to maximize your time spent in bed. 1. Make sure your room is pitch black. Seriously, get some blackout curtains. I even recommend trying to minimize the number of electronics in your room and covering the light coming from your alarm clock. 2. Consider using white noise if you live in a noisy area. Personally, I love me a simple fan, but feel free to get fancy with a white noise machine or mobile app if that's your preference. 3. Develop a consistent bedtime routine. it's ideal to get away from your computer and TV at least an hour before your intended bedtime, so all that light doesn't confuse your brain into thinking it's still daytime. Consider adding some meditating, gentle stretching, or boring reading to help slow your brain down. 4. If you find you're sensitive to caffeine, consider scaling back your total consumption and/or cutting off as early in the day as possible. 5. Invest in a great bed and bedding. Since we ideally want to spend around a third of our life in bed, this is not the place to skimp and try to save some beans. 6. Do everything you can to get your room to an ideal temperature. For most folks, the high 60s is ideal. 7. If possible, try to sleep at consistent times every night. This is often hard to do if you have a highly variable schedule, but the more you get in a routine here, the easier it will be to get your body in a groove. 8. Generally speaking, most people seem to have superior sleeping quality when they can align their sleeping schedule as close to nighttime as possible. If you can choose between sleeping from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. and sleeping from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., the former will usually be superior. 9. Never do work in your bed. Your bed should be for sleeping and then maybe light reading. Teaching your body to associate your sleeping quarters with writing work emails is not the best idea. 10. If you have a hard time falling asleep, consider supplementing with melatonin. 11. If you really can't turn your brain off, consider seeing a therapist. Seriously, it's that big of a deal. Some people are naturally better or worse sleepers, but if you sense the issue is chronic anxiety, it will serve you to treat the cause and not the symptoms of your sleeping problems. And 12, commit to making sleep a priority. Most of us know what it's like to fall into the Twitter and Facebook whirlpool. I promise you, nothing really fascinating is happening that you can't catch up on in the morning. So go to bed. Oftentimes, it's the little things that will really make the difference as we're looking to achieve optimal levels of performance in any realm of human achievement. If you're not where you want to be with your health and hotness goals, troubleshoot your sleep. Like they say, small hinges swing big doors. Don't let all that hard work go to waste. Make sure your time in bed is all that it can be. And yes, I totally mean that every way you think. You just listened to the post titled "Thinking About You in Your Bed" by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to something Mark mentioned and that he's absolutely right about: the link between a lack of sleep and weight gain. This isn't backed by just one study. Multiple studies have come to the same conclusion. I still remember when the first couple of articles got published and started attracting headlines. At the time, I thought to myself, oh, well, let's see where this goes. This may just be one of those cases where one or two studies find this link between lack of sleep and weight gain. But with time, we'll find out that this was just a fluke. Plus, I thought, we need to know why a lack of sleep leads to weight gain. It's not enough to say that one is related to the other. We need to understand the mechanisms behind it. Well, since then, study after study after study have been published, and scientists believe they understand the reasons why a lack of sleep may lead to weight gain. First, as Mark said in his post, when we're tired, we tend to make poorer decisions. So when we're tired, instead of saying, I think I'll make myself a salad for lunch and go for a walk after, instead, we'll say, ugh, I'm so tired. I think I'll grab something from a restaurant for lunch and then maybe close my office door and see if I can squeeze in a quick nap. Next, we find that the longer we're awake, the more likely we are to eat. And finally, scientists have found that when we don't get enough sleep, we produce more hormones that make us feel hungry. And these same hunger hormones may make us crave carbohydrate-rich foods. Yikes. So it does seem that sleep is related to weight gain, but the great news is we can do something about it. We can try and improve the quality of our sleep as best we can. And if we can't, as Mark said, we can seek help from professionals whose job is to help us get better sleep. All right, that does it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.